ED's DABA trading crackdown, RS58 key are attached. Hawala, crypto, the money trail, from betting to banks, the fraud exposed, unmesh Gujarati sprouts. News exclusive enforcement directorate, ED, attaches RS34.226 crore in assets linked to a major DABA trading and online betting network. Key accused used platforms like V-Money and Lotusbook 247 to route illicit funds via Hawala and crypto. Total seizures now stand at RS58.39 crore. Probe ongoing under PMLA. ED intensifies crackdown on financial crimes, attains RS58.839 crore in DABA trading scam probe. In a significant move against illicit financial activities, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, has provisionally attached assets valued at RS34.26 crore linked to a high-profile DABA trading and online betting network. This enforcement action, executed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, 2002, underscores the agency's intensified efforts to dismantle illegal financial operations across India. The attached properties include both movable and immovable assets held by key accused individuals and their family members. According to official ED sources, the attached assets are connected to Vishal Agnihotri, Tarun Srivastava, Hitesh Agrawal, Dharmesh Rajnikant Trivedi, Srinivasan Ramasamy, Karan Solanki, Daval Devra Jain, and their associates. The investigation, initiated from an FIR filed at Lasudia Police Station, Indore, under the Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita, 2023, has exposed a sophisticated multi-platform fraud network. The accused allegedly operated shadow entities like V-Money, VM Trading, 11 Stasis, Lotusbook 247, and others to facilitate illegal DABA trading and online betting. Uncovering the web of deceit, how the network operated. The accused leveraged platforms such as 8 Stock Heights, Goldmine, Vertex, and Ibull Capital LTD to lure unsuspecting investors and betting enthusiasts. As revealed by the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, these platforms functioned without regulatory approvals, enabling the accused to siphon off funds through shell entities. Investors' money was systematically channeled through mule bank accounts, Hawala networks, and cryptocurrency transfers to obfuscate its illegal origins and integrate it into the formal economy. ED's multi-city search operations in December 2024 and June and July 2025 across Indore, Bhopal, Mumbai, Chennai, and Ahmedabad yielded critical evidence. Officials recovered unaccounted cash, gold, silver, luxury watches, digital devices, and cryptocurrency holdings. These operations, as confirmed by the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, were pivotal in mapping the entire money trail and establishing the modus operandi of the accused. Provisional attachment and ongoing investigations. Under Section 50 of the PMLA, recorded statements have confirmed the diversion of proceeds of crime for acquiring assets in the names of promoters, their relatives, and linked entities. So far, the total seizure and attachment value stands at RA 58.39 crore, which includes RA 24.13 crore in seized valuables like bank balances, DMAT holdings, jewellery, and luxury items. The recent provisional attachment of RA 34.226 crore reflects the scale of this financial fraud. The ED has emphasized that further investigations are ongoing to trace additional fund movements, identify other accused entities, and expose the full network of this syndicate. Industry stakeholders and policymakers are closely monitoring this case, given its implications for India's financial regulatory framework. As reported by the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, this case could set a precedent for handling similar sophisticated economic offences in the future. SEBI cracks, down on media, acts against DABA trading ad in Navbharat. In a significant regulatory move, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has taken strong exception to an advertisement promoting illegal DABA trading published in the Hindi Daily. Navbharat, on July 13, 2025. DABA trading is an unregulated off-market practice that operates outside recognized exchanges, violating the SEBI Act, SCRA, and the Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita, 2023. Such activities pose severe risks to retail investors and undermine market integrity. SEBI has initiated coordinated action with the National Stock Exchange, NSE, which issued a detailed investor alert identifying the entities involved and cautioning the public to trade only through registered intermediaries. A formal communication has been sent to Navbharat and a cyber police complaint has been filed against the advertisers. The matter has also been escalated to the Advertising Standards Council of India, ASCI, for violations of advertising codes. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, has consistently highlighted the rise in such illicit financial promotions in regional media. SEBI reaffirmed its commitment to investor protection through enforcement and awareness, urging media houses to exercise due diligence before publishing financial product ads. As confirmed by the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, this action is part of a broader crackdown on unauthorized trading platforms. Regulatory sources indicate that continued monitoring, in partnership with agencies like the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, remains a priority to safeguard investor interests.